Our next guest is doing something groundbreaking. He always is. Bodybuilder Jeremy Ybarra, who does a lot of good things in the community, is trying to become muscleandfitness.com's Mr. Health and Fitness. He's currently sitting 11th in the voting. 750 The Game's Twitter account has tweeted out the link to voting. There are 6 days and 5 hours left to vote in this. Basically, he's a combination of Jean-Claude Van Damme and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Started at 12 years old, doing some bodybuilding. Hardest worker in the room always. I met him in the gym. Where else would you meet Jeremy Ybarra? Jeremy, how are you, man?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doing well. Give us an idea, like where you got your start with fitness. How did you catch the bug?
So at about 12 years old, my family moved to a different town, and suddenly I went from, you know, knowing everybody on my soccer teams and, you know, everyone I played sports with, you kind of have like automatic friends when you're on a team. Moving to a new town, you know, I had kind of no friends for a long time, and I was playing sports, but I was kind of like the outcast. So I just sort of took it upon myself to want to be even better. So, you know, from the time I was like 12 years old, I started kind of watching what I was eating. I would watch, you know, what pro athletes did, or like older guys that I knew that were athletes. I would kind of watch what they did and try to emulate that. And then by the time I was in junior high school, I started running and just getting even more into it. So like, for example, even before school, like a typical day, I would get up at 4:30 a.m., run 5 miles, ride my bike 40 miles, and do 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups before school. And it was just something that I loved to do. I loved the challenge. I loved being active. I mean, at a certain point, my parents thought I was crazy. So they tried to find a counselor for me to talk to and all these things. But, you know, that's kind of how I started. And then just as time went by and I got to be a better and better athlete, I just kind of always just fell deeper in love with pushing myself and pushing the limits of what other people thought was possible. So it just, you know, for me, it's just been like a lifelong thing. I wouldn't know life without it.
There are a lot of people who will have a mentor that comes into their life. Your high school weight teacher was Mr. Ray Braun. How did he change your life?
First of all, he's an amazing human being. And when I was in high school, he was, you know, older and gray haired, but he still wore like an Adidas jumpsuit with a white tank top underneath and would be in the gym curling 50 pound dumbbells, you know, at his age. And I always just thought that was so cool. But, you know, he just kind of noticed that I was a super hard worker, and he would pull me aside and give me little tips or correct my form, or, you know, even just spot me and tell me to add weight and this and that. And I think he kind of knew I was a kid who needed direction. At that time, you know, I was kind of like hanging out with the wrong crowd probably, and could have potentially gotten some trouble and this and that. And just his support and showing me that I had like physical gifts and talents, and helping me cultivate that, I'll be forever grateful, because it, like, his support gave me self-confidence and just really pushed me in a direction where I was more concerned with what I was doing than with what everybody else thought I was doing. And he's just, I feel so fortunate to have had him in my life.
Jeremy Ybarra is our guest. He's here to inspire you. He is entered in the Mr. Health and Fitness contest that Muscle and Fitness is putting on. What possessed you to enter this, and you're currently sitting at 11th? How can people help you rise in the rankings?
They can log on or click the link and vote. I just made my Instagram public so they could even visit my page, and there's a link in my bio to vote. obviously the title of Mr. Health and Fitness, when I decided I was going to enter, I thought, what would encompass the title of Mr. Health and Fitness? Obviously, you need to be in shape. have a healthy lifestyle, this, that, and the other. But when I started to really break it down and think about what does it mean to be a Mr. Health and Fitness, I started thinking about when I was younger and coming across guys that always kind of pushed me and helped me and gave me that a little extra edge and confidence. And so I thought about you and your foundation, which, you know, I've donated to in the past. I'm a huge fan of what you do because I was one of those underprivileged kids who, had I not had pay-to-play scholarships or someone that would chip in some money, I would have never been able to play sports. And I think that for kids, being on a team, playing sports or playing an instrument or, you know, having that extracurricular stuff, so much is learned and gained from being able to participate that. And, you know, kids like me, like I was always searching for like a father figure that would be around or whatever. And then meeting Mr. Braun, it just gives you like meeting a coach or a mentor or something like that. It can really change a kid's life. And so for me, when I thought about Mr. Health and Fitness, I thought about what can I give? Like if I win, what could I give back? And so I thought, you know, I'll reach out to John and I'll split the prize money with the foundation and we can help a bunch of kids. And maybe there's some kids out of that group who, you know, this will completely change the course of their life. Because when you are in that position and you're a kid that's underprivileged, the idea of having to pay for a sport or knowing that you need new cleats or equipment, but truly as a child knowing your family can't afford it, that's something I don't think any kid should have to deal with.
Jeremy Ybarra is our guest. He is vying for the crown of Mr. Health and Fitness and wants to give back to the community in the process. I'm all about that. Jeremy, I'd bring you on anyway, even if you weren't offering to donate to the foundation. You've been supportive in all the years that I've known you. And I met you in the gym. You're that guy in the gym that everybody's looking at going, look at that big, mean dude. Look at all those muscles. Looks like he got stung by a bunch of bees. Look at this guy. But the truth is, you work and you take care of people. What do you do for your livelihood? Tell people.
Yeah, so I own two adult foster care homes, and we serve developmentally disabled non-senior adults with extreme behavioral needs. So like a typical resident I would serve would be someone on the autism spectrum or a young adult with fetal alcohol syndrome, fetal drug effect, that can't make it on their own and struggles too hard behaviorally to like live with family. So my facility is 24-hour live-in residential care facilities, and we just help these guys with day-to-day needs. And then, you know, it's kind of crazy because I get paid basically to be a mentor slash professional dad. You know, I never thought that that would be what I did when I ended up growing up, but I actually really love it and feel really blessed that it came my way. I've been doing it going on 14 years on my own. So, you know, I have guys that have lived with me almost that entire time, which is pretty rare for a foster care home of this nature for adults. It's a pretty amazing career.
What's your Instagram for people? People are blowing me up saying, where is his Instagram? How do we find the link? 750 The Game's Twitter account has tweeted it. I will also retweet that. But how do they find you on Instagram if they want to give you a vote in this contest?
So my Instagram handle is the_butcher_503.
The Butcher 503 with underscores between each word. Why the Butcher? What is that?
Just because, I mean, I kill everything.
Jeremy, I love it.
Physically, I mean. It was just a nickname I got when I was younger playing sports because I was so aggressive and just push hard. So
the bottom line in this contest, is it all voting or are they looking at, is that part of the equation?
To my understanding, it's all about the votes. So there's prize money involved, but they're also you're going to get a feature and an article in the magazine. To my understanding, it's all like the popular vote. So
for me, this comes down to, it's one of these moments where we have a chance as a state to kind of brand ourselves or help ourselves out a little bit. And for listeners who are listening statewide, this is a great opportunity to give Jeremy a vote. Looks like you can vote once a day on Facebook for free. If you want to make donations to the Wounded Warriors campaign through Muscle and Fitness, you can vote multiple times a day. But I would suggest that our listeners at least log in and give Jeremy a vote. If you got a Facebook account, you can vote for him. Give him your vote. Give him your support. Show the rest of the country that we got people in our state who are in shape. How many days do you work out? Like, how your fitness regime? Like, how long has this gone on, Jeremy? And where are you at right now as far as your physical fitness?
So I work out usually 6 days a week with weights. You know, I have a pretty particular split on how I do things at this point because I have been doing it for a very long time. So I work each muscle group kind of very specifically. But I just finished on the 12th of June my 500th day in a row doing 45 minutes of stairs and 200 calf raises every day. So prior to doing what I did now, I worked a little bit in the fitness modeling industry and did some stuff. And I kind of got reintroduced to that late in 2019. So I decided I would lean up a little bit. So I started doing cardio every day. And then COVID kind of came around. And just being at home and whatever, I have a stair mill at home. So I just thought, well, I'm just going to see how many days in a row I can go. And, you know, I went from a month to 3 months and so on and so on. And then it just kept going. And, I finally hit 500 days in a row of doing cardio, which was new to me because you know, I like doing cardio and stuff like that, but usually my days are so full. Generally speaking, I try to just make sure I get some, you know, some weight training first, but yeah.
500 days in a row of cardio.
Yeah.
See, I need to get 5 days in a row of cardio. Why do I need a day off and you don't? Help me out with that.
I think it's just partly the way I train. I mean, I train one muscle group a day, so by the time I get back around to training a muscle group, it's had, you know, plenty of rest. And I train a more high-intensity workout for a shorter duration.
Okay.
So I'm not one of those guys that's in the gym for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, I'm in there maybe an hour tops, and then, you know, I go home and eat.
That's manageable.
So much of fitness is not the actual training. It's the food and the rest and how you take care of yourself, you know, your mindset. There's so many other elements that training, honestly, can be, for me, as far as I see it, it's almost one of the easier parts. It's the food and the rest, you know, those things are super important and go missed a lot.
There's a balance, right? Because for me, you know, three daughters, multiple jobs, golf tournament happening next week, nonprofit, we got a summer camp. I find that the workout and the fitness thing gets lost in there. And if I have time, then I get to the workout. Give us an idea from your perspective, because you are somebody who is uber committed and dedicated. Do you put the workout first, or how do you ensure that you get that done, that investment in yourself done every day?
Yeah, I do put it first. I'm fortunate enough to have a stair mill at home. It's literally in my master bedroom. So I'm very regimented and disciplined. I get up and get dressed, and the first thing I do is fill my water bottle, brush my teeth, and hop on those stairs. No exception. And then, you know, I go about the rest of my day. And if I'm super busy career-wise too. So there's times when I might not get to hit the weights in the evening or afternoon, but as long as I, you know, if I get my stairs done and my little plyometrics and stuff that I can do in the morning and stretch that first hour or so, the rest of my day seems to go a lot smoother. But you have to commit to it. You have to put that effort forth. And, you know, through COVID, you know, as I was doing stairs every day and kind of life changed, you know, I started listening to audiobooks while I would do my stairs. And one of the books I read was Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And just how, like, hard that guy pushed and how willing he was to go the extra mile and just pushing and pushing and pushing his mind, you know, and setting his mind to a task. That really resonated with me because I'm very similar that way. I was like, this is just what I'm going to do. And I did it.
I love it. Jeremy Ibarra, he is going for the crown. He wants to be Mr. Health and Fitness. I want you to help him get there. Not just because he's vowed to make the Baldfaced Truth Foundation a beneficiary here in this thing, but because he is Mr. Health and Fitness. Did you grow up reading Muscle and Fitness magazine?
I did, yeah. man, I would even walk the neighborhood and collect pop cans to get the change to walk to the store and buy a muscle mag. It was just so fascinating to me what the human body is capable of. And I, you know, it was just what I was into. So yeah, I would do whatever it took to get my little muscle mags, and I would cut pictures out and like put them on paperboard and, you know, put them in my rooms. In my mind, I would visualize, like, this is what I'm going to be like. This is what I'm going to do.
So the bottom line here on this contest is that you are in the top 15. Is that right? Is that where we are right now, or how will they whittle this down?
I think you're right. I think they take the top 15 out of some different categories, and then they go from there.
I'm looking at it now. It looks like top 15 through June 24th. Then they cut to the top 10. So you got to be in the top 10 to move on, and you're sitting at number 11. So we just need our audience here to get you back into the top 10. Keep this thing alive.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can help out. I would really appreciate it. Just not for myself, but, you know, like I said, if there's some kids out there that we can really do something special for, that would mean more to me than winning the contest.
All right, give us an idea, because, you know, before I knew you, I looked over at you in the gym. I'd seen you for a while. I see this guy, just hulking guy carrying a jug of some kind of fluid, look like antifreeze that you're walking around in the gym with or whatever. And I thought to myself, he's a mean dude. But I find out as I get to know you, you've got a good heart. You take care of people. You're interested in helping people and helping kids. You've always reached out, like as a listener, when somebody calls in with an issue, you're there. You're quick to offer some help. The people you meet in fitness and in powerlifting or bodybuilding or, you know, the different sort of splinter groups that you find within fitness, they're generally good people who are just super scientific and interested in the human body.
Yeah, oftentimes, yes. And I think you're right. People see them and, you know, think, oh, that guy looks mean or he looks super aggressive. And, I mean, I know I do for sure.
You're the butcher.
Sleeve tattoos, my back's tattooed. Yeah, you know, put me in the ring and I'm a butcher. But, you know, generally speaking, I do have a really kind heart. My first instinct is to always help people. And I think, you know, if someone just looked at me, that's not what they would assume. I mean, I get a lot of people ask me, oh, are you a fighter? Are you a wrestler? Are you a security guard? Are you a cop? Are you this? And I'm like, no, I'm a foster care provider. And they look at me like, you're a what? Yeah, that's what I am.
Jeremy Ybarra, Mr. Health and Fitness. Help him out. Give him a vote. He is currently sitting at 11th. We got to get him into the top 10, keep him in this contest for another couple of weeks. Then they will cut to the top 5, and then it'll be a vote. This is about more than Jeremy. It's about helping kids, and it's about the image of the state of Oregon. Let's have an Oregonian win this damn thing. Jeremy, thank you for inspiring. Thank you for what you do on a daily basis and working with people in the foster care system. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, John.
There he is, Jeremy Ybarra. Judah, have you seen the photos of this guy?
Yeah, I know Jeremy as well. He is quite the impressive individual for all the reasons you mentioned. And, man, I love to get to know his heart as well because it's so authentic.
Here's the thing that I found out with him. Like, you know, he came up to me in the gym one day and he says, hey, I don't know if you know, but I listen to the show. I'm Jeremy and whatever, I've called into the show. And I looked at him and I was like, dude, I've seen you for a long time in this gym. I was scared to talk to this human being because he's just giant and he's all tatted up. He looks like, you know, he's the guy. It's almost like meeting a guy in a biker gang. And then you talk to him and you find out he's a nurse. You know what I mean? Like, I've been at the Black Hole in Oakland. There's this guy in a vest that had a seat in the front row right by the end zone. And he used to lean over and he would just bang both of his hands on the side of the stadium. And he looked like, he should have been in the movie like Machete, or something like that, And one day I walked by him as a reporter. I was on the field and he was just standing there. I looked up to him and I said, hey, what do you do for a living? And the guy says, I'm a nurse at Oakland's Children's Hospital. And I was just like, okay, it makes sense. That's the impression I get with Jeremy here. And look, he'd love to stay in this competition. I gave him a vote during the interview. It's really simple. You just click on the link that 750 The Game's Twitter account put out, And you can cast one vote a day. But let's get him in the top 10 and keep this thing alive. Leave it here. The Culligan Water Cooler Report is coming up. Interest rates remain low. Golden Oak Lending can help you. Go to goldenoaklending.com if you want to take advantage of those low interest rates. I'm doing it right now. I'm looking at goldenoaklending.com, that Zipline mortgage portal, right there on their website. You want to lower your monthly payment? Take some cash out? Model the loan right now at goldenoaklending.com. That's where you go because they speak mortgage. They've got a local representative who speaks the language of mortgage available to help you with your loan. GoldenOakLending.com. The Culligan Water Cooler Report. We do it every day. Meet me at the
water cooler. Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
Well, I wrote about it today. Not everyone's going to agree who the Blazers broadcasters should be. But I got a problem a little bit with Kevin Calabro if he's the guy, if he's really coming back after quitting. You don't quit on your NBA team, say I'm not going to participate in the broadcast of the games and then get replaced by somebody and then decide, oh, you know, I want to come back a little bit. I'm a little bit disappointed with the Trailblazers for their move to possibly, it looks like, bring back Kevin Calabro as their television play-by-play voice. It's nothing personal against Kevin Calabro. Like, literally, there are Blazer fans who look at him and say, gosh, he really stabbed Mike Barrett in the back, came in, took his job. I'm not going that far. There are others who have said, oh, look at him, he's doing the same thing to Jordan Kent the second time. I'm not going that far. I'm just looking at it going, gosh, I wish the Blazers recognized the lesson that they taught themselves all those years ago. Bill Shonley, the original employee of Trailblazers, Inc. Bill Shonley was the voice of the Blazers, employee number one, a guy who grew with the franchise. Basketball wasn't his initial sport. Remember, Sean's called baseball the Seattle Pilots, and he called hockey the Buckaroos, and then it was the Blazers. He grew with the franchise. And because of that, when you heard the horns at the beginning of a Blazer broadcast, often people said, oh man, that reminds me, I was in the living room with my grandpa listening to the game, or, you know, and so there's a real connection that fans have with the broadcaster. They're part of your family. Kevin Calabro feels like part of the Sonics fan base family, not the Blazers family. And it's why I wish that the Blazers organization, as they move to Root Sports, Seattle-based, gosh, doesn't it feel like the Blazers are giving Seattle their announcer and not giving their own fan base their announcer? Again, it's not personal. I'm sure Kevin Calabro is a nice person. I've talked to him several times. But in the end, I'm left thinking, God, isn't there a homegrown solution here? And didn't Jordan Kent, who took the job when Calabro didn't want it, didn't Jordan Kent deserve a little better? All right. I want you to leave it here. I promise you this next hour is going to be fun. I've said a couple times on the show today, if you listen to no other half hour of this program, listen to the last half hour of the show. I think it's funny, and I think it's important. I want you to leave it here. You got the Bald Faced Truth statewide on the Bald Faced Truth Radio Network. Hour number 3 is ahead. It's going to get fun because it's a Friday. Leave it right here.